Welcome to Vote with Power podcast number 25. Our topic today is voter dreams will be crushed after the November election. No matter who gets elected and which party is in the majority, our big problems will not be solved. Voters need to build a new set of habits in order to live the life they want. Voters must unify to create a brand new type of democracy to get America back on track. The reason for inflation is politics. The reason for violent crime is politics. The reason for the border crisis is politics. The reason for drugs killing our youth is politics. The reason our children will have a much lower quality of life than you've had is due to politics. The reason we will have major problems continuing in our country is politics. Americans must take their frustration, their fear, their anger at the direction government is taking our country and do something about it. In this podcast, we will explain the big picture of what needs to be done to solve America's problems. What is causing this destruction, and what you can do to leave a legacy of a wonderful, happy, and successful life for your children and grandchildren. My name is Denny Bowersox. I'm the author of the book Vote with Power and the founder of the organization with the same name. Our organization unites voters for the purpose of sharing ideas, strategies, and solutions with other voters and their representatives to help solve America's problems and take the country back in the right direction that the voters want. We have a border crisis, school curriculum problems, drug trafficking, woke culture, and so on. These are what I call the seven major in-your-backyard problems, including inflation, gas prices, and rising crime. And the reason I call those in-your-backyard is most Americans are affected by some of these, but not all of these. Depends on where you live. However, these systems and problems were all caused by politics and became fixed and corrected by politics. The election may help change or fix some of those seven problems, but there's a bigger problem, which started out as these are actually symptoms of the big problem. So what is the big problem? What am I talking about? In order to solve it, we need a new type of democracy. We have a dysfunctional legislative process, and that's one of the big problems. Most legislation is initiated and kept moving forward through the process of getting passed by influences by the parties, lobbyists, and big money. The voters have little influence on the legislative process. The use of multi-unrelated issue bills helps members of Congress to hide money spending and to avoid transparency and the responsibility for what is in the bills. These bills are pushed for a quick vote before our representatives or the voters even know what's in those bills. The famous Nancy Pelosi line a few years back said, "Let's pass this bill and find out what's in it later." Is that any kind of common sense, common ground, transparency, or responsibility? I don't think so. Legislation passing the huge spending of taxpayer dollars, which fails to make any attempt to hold the use of the money and results accountable. Congress simply passes bills or legislation that sends millions and billions and trillions of dollars in different directions, but there's no one responsible for making sure that money is going to where it's supposed to and used properly. The use of pork trading is another big problem to get bills passed. bills should pass through Congress on the merit in that bill and by representing the voters and their constituents in the state that they're from, not passing bills because another congressman wants to have some money issues voted on in their bill and back and forth. Congress spending taxpayer dollars without staying within a budget or by printing money or expanding the national debt, all three of those hurt Americans. Another big problem is the power of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, who controls which bills and when they come out of committee. This is too much power, again, for one person in Congress, and takes away the influence of the voters. Second big problem is our dysfunctional election process. We're not trained and have the tools for screening incumbents. We don't rate them on their voting records, the results they've gotten while in office, or their performance reviews. We need to start reviewing members of Congress on those three criteria. B, under dysfunctional election process, we're failing to develop a screening tool and a process to make educated decisions on new candidates. For currently, we just have name-calling, bashing candidates, and millions of dollars spent to get voters to decide who not to vote for. The new candidates have an uphill battle. Instead of voting for the candidates based on the candidates' qualifications, skills, experience, knowledge, and personality, any other job in America that you went for, you would have to fulfill those four or five items. That's just common sense. The use of millions of dollars in donations from rich people and organizations who have no residence in your state. We've got to stop the process of big out-of-state money influencing the voters and the elections. Another problem under dysfunctional election process is the corrupt use of gerrymandering to move people around to get votes. Our dysfunctional use of emergency mandates and executive orders by the President of the United States has gotten way out of hand. With the ability to change the direction of the country, one person, without Congress and voter input, can now change the direction of our country and greatly impact your life. The dysfunctional two-tiered legal system is another problem that Congress won't fix. Different law enforcement, depending on who the perpetrator is or who they know and what his soft-on-crime judge desires to happen in that community, has gotten way out of hand. You would go to jail for many of the crimes committed by some famous people, wealthy people, and people in Congress. The problem with protecting the voters' rights and not having a corrupt voting system is another one. Are the votes being taken properly? Are they turned in properly? Can all Americans have the equal opportunity to vote? And will their vote count? Another problem is the polarization of the American people. Politicians love this approach. Only the voters can take on the responsibility to stop ruining our country through politics. Politics' goal is to divide and conquer. Even though we have some ideas that are different from each other, the Democrat, the Republican, the conservative, the liberal, and on, we have many, many things that affect our lives that are common sense, common grounds, and can be solved, but we're allowing politics to divide us. So we need to stop taking that approach, listening to the disinformation, stand up, take action for all people in America to get rid of the politics. And the big problem with all of these problems through politics, if they're not solved by the voters, they will not be solved. because the politicians, again, use all of those politics systems as tools and mechanisms in order to stay transparent, unaccountable, and hide things from the American public. According to a recent Anxious poll, 90% of Americans don't like the direction our country is going. There is a way to redirect America quickly by uniting voters and have them take action. Please see VoteWithPower.com, VoteWithPower.com, to find out more. Congress may fix the 7 in-your-backyard problems that we talked about, but they're not going to fix our political problems because, again, they use these problems as tools to reward their party, big money, and their large donors. Think about the representative's conduct. Does it fit their oath of office to protect you and make your life better and represent you? That's what their job is. Do you feel our representatives listen to you, answer you, inform you, respect you, and represent you over their party and big money? I don't think that is going on. So how do we solve the big politic problems and redirect our country and save our democracy? It will take a united, cooperative, enthusiastic, and engaged community of voters. You alone will have little effect on changing the political problems. Vote with Power is a book and an organization that, when joined by many voters, will give influence on the voters over the parties, big money, and big lobbyist actions. The Vote with Power communication loop system will create the new democracy. This new democracy will give back our freedom, our influence, and the opportunity for a high quality of life to all citizens. America is the greatest country in the world. We can't let politics and polarization ruin it. We have all the resources we ever need, the intelligence, creative, and motivated people. Now we have a new system to rebuild our democracy, to make sure we stay on the right path. Before this new communication loop was developed, we had no way to get Congress attention and do our bidding. A high quality life can only be had when we have true democracy, whether that's the Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Liberals, and Conservatives. We all need to find common core values, which we have many of. We need to communicate together on our common ground through common sense and collaboration. Vote with Power communication loop can build that pathway. We can choose to live peacefully together or keep being polarized and fight each other. We can't let politics define our freedom or our quality of life. Our Constitution was framed for the people, by the people, and of the people, not for the politics, parties, by the politicians, and for the money and power. By joining Vote with Power Communication Loop Organization, you can improve the quality of your life, get the information you need, hopefully inspire you to use the tools to help be part of the solution. Plus, you can help all citizens to improve their standard of living. Our great country can have unity, peace, opportunities, safety, collaboration, and harmony, which will greatly improve all of our lives. Please make sure you help by telling others there is a way to bring Americans together, get our problems solved, and put us on the path of highest quality of life for all Americans. And introduce them to VoteWithPower.com in the communication loop to get this job done. If you think $10 a month is a worthy investment to make your family safe and raise the quality of life, take care of our problems, and steer the country in the right direction, please join us at VoteWithPower.com. Thank you for spending your precious time with me. Please share this podcast and other podcasts on our blogs and all other information on our website, votewithpower.com, with your family and friends and anyone who wants to change the direction of America and anyone who is fed up with politics. I hope you visit votewithpower.com. Make it a great day for freedom and rebuild the quality of your life. I will share more information with you on the next podcast. Denny Bowersox for now, saying goodbye.